You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Weed, grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, love boat, bud, Buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come here, baby. Marijuana.
Indeed, it is that time of the week where we talk all things DAC related in mostly New Zealand media. I've got old mate Chris Fowley in here from Normal NZ. What's up, dude?
Good. G'day, man.
Howdy, howdy. Yeah. And old Mandrake as well, doing a really nice lean on the desk.
Good afternoon, guys.
Yeah, how's it going?
Yeah, good. Yeah.
What's the first order of business? Gets cracked straight into it. No niceties.
Have a look at the last week, I guess. There's, it's that time of the year where the cops are cruising around in their helicopters and then
I thought they stopped doing that. Oh, no, it's South Island.
Well, yeah, now we've moved to the North Island.
Okay, we're still chopper
and
heavy
down, I think down Hawke's Bay way.
It's actually nicer weather for choppering in.
10,000 plants.
Far out.
So
seems
that's
like a nice even number there.
Yeah,
yeah. Rounding.
Well, they just kind of go to 10,000 and stop.
Yeah,
it sounds great.
They don't have a lens wide enough.
Yeah. That's where they got their bonus.
Shit.
Yeah, so I guess that'll put a little bit of a dent in the the Eastern District.
When can people start to feel that reaction? Maybe in about 2 months' time.
I don't know. For the whole East Cape, that sounds like a bit of a drop in the bucket.
Yeah, you
know
that's what I mean? True.
Yeah, okay, good. That's good to know.
But yeah, it's kind of interesting. It all just depends how hard they go. Like some of these South Island provinces, they don't look at all this year. These 10, guys 000. Are going hard. Auckland, they're not going hard. We haven't had helicopters, but last year we did.
If it's 10,000 plants, how much land are we talking?
You could do that in less than an acre.
Right.
It all depends on your density.
Yeah. No, I'm just curious.
But to give you an idea, hemp is a good example because we have good numbers on that. But this hemp farm that's down the Waikato there, they had about, I think, 27 acres and it was about 3 million plants. I mean, it was a lot. Those guys are actually looking for volunteers to help with the harvest, actually.
So is this
that'd be quite fun.
It's cool, man. I've gone down and do it. You go down to the hemp field, stay in the hemp field, harvesting it. It's like no cannabis allowed other than hemp. So you can't go down there for a smoke and that. But if you just want to, like, see a hemp farm and take part in the harvest and that, they're looking for volunteers right now.
So this is the
How do you get in touch with people for that?
They're called the Hemp Farm.
Oh, cool.
So that's their website. Is the Hemp Farm, CoNZ. Flick them an email. And
that's quite a big story in itself, isn't it? What's going on down there, really?
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty cool that people are giving it a go, you know. Yeah. These guys on the East Coast are doing it for housing. There's another iwi-led one up north at Kaitaia.
Yeah. Cool. There's this article, which is probably what you're talking about, Ruatoria.
Yeah.
Yep. The Ministry of Health have got a trial crop
ready for
harvest of industrial hemp. It's in a secret Ruatoria location.
Probably the one with all the hemp.
We have kept the location secret to protect the crop from curious public. Okay.
Yeah, that's kind of one of the criteria. You have to have you've got to be a couple of k's away from any houses and not be visible from the main road and that. But that one's actually the local iwi. It'll be under Ministry of Health supervision with a license and that. But it's an iwi-led trial, and they're trying to do building products. There's another collective that are part of it down there called ECHO, East Coast Hemp. So they're looking at making like prefabricated hemp building products, and they're trying to develop a whole business around there, which is just super awesome. They've got the trials going with brands to get the building standards done, where they've got these prefab hemp walls sitting in a warehouse under pressure, and it's kind of simulating so many years of wear and stuff like that. So once that's done, I think they've got about another year to go on that.
Bit of a game changer.
Yeah, then it'll be in the building code and you'll just be able to, you won't have to convince anyone when you go to build your hemp house, you'll just be able to do it.
Great. Well, that's we're sort of slowly baby stepping our way to a nice little future of DAC, aren't we? I guess.
Yeah, it'll be a beautiful thing.
It's sort of starting. The wheels are in motion.
What about this one, Chris? Import costs spark call for domestic medical cannabis industry. Now, obviously, people are just starting to do the math.
Mm.
how much we're spending on other stuff.
Yeah, the unapproved products, which is the government's so-called compassionate pathway.
Ours just isn't as refined, is it? We've literally got nothing in the way of like bagged products when it comes
to... No, they won't let anyone do anything here, but they're saying, oh, you can bring it in from overseas if you get all these permits and things. And the problem is the permits are so difficult to get. So patients have to go through a whole bunch of hoops already, and all their specialists and doctors and peer review committees and all sorts of things. And then once they get approval, they still have to get their licenses to bring it over. Mm. And the country where it's coming from has to issue an export permit. And for them to issue the export permit, you have to do the import one from here first and then send it over to that country. And it's such a drama. It's taking on average 6 months after approval, and it's costing about $3,000 to $5,000 in all these extra expenses. You have to send it by refrigerated shipping. The shipping has to have these sensors in that tells you the up and down, has to all be secure. It has to go into a secure refrigerated safe here. I mean, it's just absolutely ridiculous.
That's bullshit, really.
Really rich people like to keep their money in cold safes as well.
No, especially like, you can have the deck. Just fill out these forms.
Written on gold.
Yeah. So, I mean, if we could grow it here, you know, that's going to lower those costs a huge amount. I mean, Sativex, the patients are paying anywhere from $1,100 to $1,400 a month, mostly depending on their pharmacy profit margin. Is that
difference?
Yeah,
right.
They buy it for about $850 and they put on the rest as profit. So it all depends what they sell it to you for. But that's what you're paying. And when you do the numbers for the amount of THC and CBD that are in there, you're talking about $50 worth of cannabis that's in there.
Right.
And if you went legal prices, you're talking about $5 worth of cannabis that's legal.
Yeah, right.
That's a shame.
Big Pharma wins again. Cool.
Prestigious financial award for world famous Dunedin study. What's this?
Oh, so the some people have won some awards for the Dunedin study, which is that far-reaching thing that's been following quite a troop of people since they were born. And in there is... included, there's lots and lots of studies that have come out of that project, as you can imagine, and one of which is they've been monitoring the effects of DAC on adolescents. And I think it's fairly conclusive that you probably shouldn't be getting mad baked when you're at primary school, etc.
Should be, I guess if legally speaking, in countries where marijuana is legal, it's 18, isn't it? It's like you're old age.
A lot of states are 20 or 21.
Right, that's like the drinking age.
Yeah, it's consistent with alcohol is the main thing.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to create incentives to, if you have cannabis higher, then there's an incentive to drink, which is going to be more harmful.
Totally.
But yeah, certainly delaying till after 18 is definitely the way to go.
Yeah.
But the main thing to do with cannabis that study found was that the people that are at risk of mental illness have a genetic difference, and it's only about 4% of people that have that. So if you can kind of do some sort of screening to go, well, this group of people should stay away from having lots of cannabis. And it was really only the ones that what they called heavy users under the age of 14. So it's only 4% that have the genetic difference. And then it's this tiny fraction of that are actually doing that behavior of being heavy.
Right.
So if you're not that, there really isn't a risk. And I thought that was really cool that it gives people that reassurance. Well, if you don't have that genetic difference, you're actually not at risk of developing schizophrenia.
Science.
Learn.
In the entertainment world.
Oh, give it to
moving
us.
Moving to the entertainment world now, Big Hungry. Woody Harrelson gives up smoking DAC after 30 solid years.
Is that an official statement from the man himself?
Well, that's in quotation marks, so yeah, he's done. And apparently he gave up a year ago.
I see he's wearing in his picture a hoodie, much like the one I've reported recently in Gisborne.
Yeah,
it's not relevant at all, but
it's a lovely DAC type hoodie, isn't it?
Yeah.
But he's sort of given up, and he said he's blaming 30 years of partying. That seems like a weak excuse.
He's blaming it?
Yeah, he's like, oh, why'd you give up 30 years of partying?
It doesn't make any sense.
It sounds like you probably need more DAC now.
Will you take a phone call? Let's go for it.
Yeah.
Hello, BFM, you're with Marijuana Media on BFM Drive.
Kia ora. I was listening to you guys, and you just had some reference to a Dunedin study. Where do I get information about that? If you've got that 4% genetic likelihood, you're likely to get schizophrenia, and
it's not. Well, if you want to read the story in a bit more depth, I feel that it's where you're headed. Just go to dac.life, and then you'll see all the stories that we've posted up there. It's this one's from the New Zealand Herald, but we'll save you scrolling through the New Zealand Herald.
Okay, dac.life.
Yeah. And the gene in question is called the COMT gene. So
COMT.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, you can send a little DNA sample over to the States and get your genome done for under $1,000 now, and then you could tell, right?
Find out.
Hopefully in the not-too-distant future, they'll have a specific, very cheap little screening tool for it.
Can save a lot of people a lot of time and a lot of pain.
Mm.
Hey, thanks, mate.
Okay. All right, thank you.
All right. Yes, 309-3879 if you'd like to get in contact, or 5395 on the text line.
Possibly finally today... police have hit back at media trolls over cannabis hall criticism. Don't feed the trolls,
Why are the cops giving a crap about what media trolls are saying?
Why are they are they skiting on their Facebook about getting 10,000 plants?
Why are they and then feeding them to cows and give us your best caption?
I mean, of course people are going to... the tide's kind of turning in that space.
The best caption was the stakes are never higher, by the way.
It was a good one. But yeah, what do they expect? Eh? Yeah. I mean, they are skiting and joking about it, and people are actually getting arrested. Their lives are being... You know, it's so stressful and full on being put through the ringer.
They're not so far removed as other people that are laughing at these things.
It's their choice to make every arrest. The police do have absolute discretion here, no matter what they say about, we're just enforcing the law. It is always their choice.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's a goddamn wasted deck.
There's actually a real cute story. It was like the way we were. What's up with there? It's like old DAC from back in the day.
Yeah, so that's a pretty cool
1980s Porirua.
There's an article that's sort of going back in time to
nice picture of a straight-edged white guy holding some big old 8-footers.
So that's a 1980s detective being dwarfed by a 2-meter giant. And they're just sort of the article's talking about how they just started in the papers with trying to reward people for dobbing people in.
Oh, wow.
So it's all about that. And one of the people that got dobbed in was had a big cannabis plant in the yard.
Negly. Okay. So
don't be a dobber, actually. There's been a few busts.
So the way we were jerks.
No, we were jerks, but they tried to turn us into jerks through the media. I guess that's what the story is there.
Remember the police were asking that, I think it was earlier this year, and there was a big... There was some sort of poll, and it was like 88% said no, they wouldn't dob their neighbour in for weed.
But also, there's still... That's awesome. A 12%. That's a 12% problem.
Yeah. The 12%, you've got to worry about.
There's 12 people on your street that are dickheads.
Okay, well, unless anything else, gents?
Yeah, I think that probably covers it for another week, boys.
Right on, right on. Thank you kindly, Chris, coming on in. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Cheers for having me.
Thanks, Mandrake.
Yeah.
Skate, skate, skate. Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media. I'm in love with Mary Jane.
She's my main thing. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.